Pakistani gunships and mortar teams pounded Taliban strongholds in a northwestern valley today, while in Washington, President Barack Obama pressed Pakistan's President Ali Zardari for more forceful action. The Pakistani military said it killed about 35 militants positioned near emerald mines in the Swat Valley and another 27 in neighboring Bunair, where troops have halted a Taliban push toward the capital. In neighboring Afghanistan, the country's President Hamid Karzai today ordered a probe into allegations by local officials that more than 30 civilians were killed this week in a bombing by U.S.-led troops battling militants in western Afghanistan. Karzai, currently in the United States, will raise the issue of civilian deaths with U.S. President Barack Obama, has raised that issue. The International Committee of the Red Cross was granted safe passage to the two stricken villages in the Farah province and confirmed that women and children were among the victims of the airstrikes. The ICRC spokesperson in Afghanistan, Jessica Barry, told us more.
There are basically two villages with clusters of houses on the edge that were at the center of this incident. Our team saw dozens of bodies in both places. They saw graves and they saw already bodies being buried. The Afghan Red Crescent, which is a partner of the Red Cross Red Crescent movement, they have community first aid people. These are volunteers who live in the villages and they help whenever there is a need for first aid. And one of those first aid workers was apparently at one point sheltering in a house with his family and others. And his whole family was killed when the house was struck. That's 13 members of his family, including 5 children, 5 girls, 3 boys, his nephews, his wife and himself. We immediately, when we were called by the tribal elders on Monday night, contacted all the different parties who remind them to tell the people who are involved in the fighting or the strikes or whatever is going on that civilians have to be protected and they must not be harmed. And if I may say, this is just as applicable whether it is international forces with airstrikes, if it is Taliban suicide bombers who blow themselves up in a crowded marketplace. All the sides who are fighting or who are carrying out these incidents, they must not harm the civilians.